Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Colin with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, UQ researchers have discovered a new method of reducing infections for people suffering with cystic fibrosis. Cystic fibrosis is a chronic disease whereby defects in the cystic fibrosis transmembrane conductive regulator causes infections due to a buildup of mucus in the lungs, airways, and digestive system. Researchers from the University of Queensland's Institute for Molecular Bioscience have now identified that, in people experiencing cystic fibrosis, immune cells, called macrophages, are defective in a zinc pathway that the body uses to kill bacteria. Moreover, the researchers have found a zinc transport protein that can restore the macrophages' ability to kill bacteria. Professor Matt Sweet said the researchers' current goal is to deliver this zinc transport protein to macrophages in people with CF, with the expectation that it will reduce infections.
A chimpanzee named Samantha has passed away at Rockhampton Zoo this week. Samantha was the surrogate mother to another young chimp named Gondoli, which she started taking care of since he was 3 years old. Samantha died suddenly this week at age 40. While there were no signs of distress before the event, she did have a heart condition, which she was receiving medication for, and an autopsy will confirm the cause of death.
In national news, members of the red meat industry are questioning the inclusion of sustainable diets as considerations in the new official dietary advice. The National Health and Medical Research Council is in the process of reviewing its dietary guidelines. In its background to the review, the independent statutory agency has identified sustainable diets, which it defines as having a low environmental impact, as a priority area of research. This has raised questions for members of the red meat industry who are seeking further clarification on the nature of sustainability. Chairman of the Australian Beef Sustainability Framework, Mark Davey, has called for clarification around how sustainability is measured, stating, "We think the guidelines should first focus on nutrition."
Residents of Appin have claimed handmade signs protesting Walker Corporation's housing development have been removed. Walker Corporation's plans to build 13,000 new homes in Appin, a village of 2,600 people. Community protests have been ongoing since the New South Wales government fast-tracked approval for the development, with local residents citing concerns that the community lacked infrastructure to accommodate the growth. Community resident Michelle Maroon claims that 20 hand-painted signs placed across the community last week protesting the development have been removed, and that she has been approached by crews who stated they had removed the signs under orders from the developer. Appin resident Lynn Hudson told the ABC she found the removal disturbing, stating, "We all have a right to protest in a peaceful manner."
In international news, Interior Minister for the internationally recognised Libyan government, Imad Trabelsi, has struck a deal for regular forces to police Tripoli. The deal will remove five heavily armed groups from Tripoli by the end of Ramadan on April 9th. Currently, these groups control various portions of the capital. Fighting between these groups has led to the deaths of many civilians, including one incident in August, which killed 55 people and injured 150 others. The armed groups will be replaced by city police officers, emergency police, and criminal investigations, who will operate under the direct authority of the Interior Defence Ministry.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 31.5 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 32. The UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.